Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Mel Chertsma. Our interview with Coach Chertsma is underwritten each week by Maryville's Hy-Vee and recorded each week at Maryville's Hy-Vee at 1 o'clock. And, Coach, another good win for your team, this time in the quarterfinals. Central Missouri, the second time you faced Central this year, both times with wins, but this time around, a really solid performance out of your team.
Well, we played extremely well, John. I was just, more than anything else, I was pleased with our effort. We had a 60-minute effort. Those kids came out. We played well right from the start. I really kind of wanted to win the coin flip Saturday because I was going to take the wind, and I confused our captain on it, and we almost ended up kicking off into the wind, which would have really been a disaster, but we got that straightened out. And so we ended up taking the ball and had a great drive and went down and scored against the wind. They got a drive and scored. And then we, finished out the quarter. We scored on the first play of the second quarter, which was ideal because, if we would have scored on the last play of the first quarter, we had a kick off against the wind. But by scoring on the first play of the second quarter, we got to kick off with the wind. They only had one possession with the wind in the first quarter, and I thought that was huge. We were up 14-7 going against the wind, and that was a great way to start. Defense did a great job. Offense did a great job. Special teams right down the line.
Talking with you last week, from the weather situation, you were hoping to have the kind of day that you ended up having at Bearcat State.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. the first quarter, it was pretty cold out there, but I felt like it would affect their kids a little bit. And, following their team, it just didn't seem like they had thrown the ball very well against the wind. And, Blake, it doesn't seem to bother him. I think he looks at it as a challenge because he pictures himself as a guy with a really strong arm, which he does have, but he enjoys that challenge of firing the ball into the wind and does it pretty well. So it turned out to be really good for us, and I think, overall it was a factor. It was really a factor with the punters, and our punter did a great job. Mike Stadler had a great day. He had five punts for over a 45-yard average, two of them inside the 20, and their punter, I think, had five punts, and I think his net was 26 yards a punt, and we were net of 45. So that's almost 20 yards each punt on a change of field position. So that's pretty huge.
Yeah, I think when you look at all aspects of the game, your offense, defense, and special teams, everything really came together for you.
It really did. If somebody would have told me before the game that we're gonna play that game without Kyle Sunderman, we're gonna lose Baker in the middle of the second quarter, and Jake Soy's gonna catch one pass, and we're gonna win 37-20, I would have checked. I would have thought they were out in the cold a little too long there or something. But that just says so much about our football team and the fact that everybody just band together and everybody gave us a great effort. Guys stepped up that needed to step up. Kyle Kilgore had a great game. I think he had four catches this year or this week. And Jordan Simmons was big. And on defense, Willie Horn gets two interceptions, and Chad Kilgore was all over the field. Our defensive line just played outstanding. And when you hold them, they had one play over 16 yards the whole ball game. When you can do that, I think your whole defense has to really feel good about what they've done.
I thought it was another case, something like we've talked about in the past as far as getting pressure on the quarterback, and it's not necessarily the sacks, but getting constant pressure throughout the game. And, again, it seemed like as the game went along, that took its toll on Cerneski.
It really did. Our guys got in his face. The front just gave us such great push, and it was a little bit like we talked about before we played Missouri Western, about getting push and getting, when you have a quarterback that's 6 feet tall or whatever he is, he's not real tall, if you can push those offensive linemen back into him a little bit, it does disrupt him, and that's exactly what we did. Shane Shade played so much better. He's starting to get healthy again. Josh Lawrenson's playing on a totally different level right now. The last two games, he's just been unbelievable, Gary Urett and Roberto, Matt Meinert, and Aaron Terry, those six guys just did an awesome job for us up front.
And you talked about Willie Horn. He had a chance to maybe have three interceptions on the day, missed that first one, but he made up for it. I think as the day went along.
Yeah, he needed to make up for it. He told me afterwards, he's the coach, he said that first one hit me right in the face mask. He said he didn't get his hands closed, he made two great interceptions later on. And his first interception was really key because at that point it was, 30-20. At that point, and they were driving, and he was able to – no, it was 30-14, but they were driving, and he was able to step in front of it and get us get us the ball back there and keep them from scoring.
I thought, too, with the defense, you talked about you were able to limit the big plays out of Central. It also a key, kind of kept the ball away from a couple of guys that can really do a lot with it. Warren wasn't much of a factor at the wide receiver spot, and Cosby, their tight end, who can hurt a lot of teams. He caught a few balls, but really didn't hurt you like maybe in the first meeting.
And that's exactly right, John. I thought, you know, again, our defensive staff did a great job, and our kids did a great job in coverage. I think the key Saturday defensively was that they had no clue of what was coming. Our defense did an awesome job of disguising what we were doing, and they didn't know when we were blitzing and if we were blitzing, who was coming and who wasn't. We had guys that were totally free. One time, Aaron Terry, I mean, he didn't get the sack, but he ran smack dab over the quarterback right as he threw the ball. Nobody touched him, and he's a nose guard, you know. I mean, they were totally confused at what our defensive guys were doing.
How difficult is it to disguise it against an offense such as what Jim has over there? I know he likes to do a lot of things to try to force the defense to make some or to read what the defense does early. How difficult was it to disguise against what?
Well, I think we showed him some things we hadn't shown before. We did some things that we've been working on, and kind of almost like a read on our blitzes, depending on where the it's a reaction to what the offense does. You press every gap, and wherever you put more people up there that they can block, and whoever's unblocked goes, and he's going to get there, and that's exactly what we did. We did a great job at that.
Again, offensively, it seemed like one of the keys, too. Everyone had a little bit of a role in that. You were able to distribute the ball around a little bit. You mentioned Jake with only one catch, but some other guys really stepped up big for you again.
Well, they did. Josh Baker had a huge first quarter and middle and second quarter there until he got hurt. He had four catches for about 60 yards. Critical catches on third down again. I mean, he's such a great competitor, and he's just a load for anybody. Jordan Simmons really played well. He made a lot of plays for us, and he really needed to in the second half because we lost Josh. And like you said, Jake only had the one catch, but he made a great move on that catch and, got himself into the end zone. I thought was a great play. Kyle Kilgore really came up big. I think he had four catches, and, you can just go on down the list. Blake played real well. He made a couple of critical mistakes, but other than that, he played really well. And our offensive line was just real solid up front all day. I think we gave up one sack. That was the sack and the fumble. That was the only sack we gave up all day, and that shouldn't have been a sack. That was on our quarterback. He should have gotten rid of the ball.
When you talk about the offensive line again, you've got some guys that are stepping up and playing maybe some different positions what they started the season just due to injuries, and kind of piecemealed together an offensive line that the last couple of games done a heck of a job for them.
They've really played well. You know, C.J. Keeney has been a real pleasant surprise. He's a redshirt freshman, and he's just getting better and better each week. After the Central game, when we had the injuries to Wiseman and to Brett Grosinger, we had to use C.J. He played the whole ball game against Pitt, and we haven't been able to get him out of there since. And Rod Williams has been playing well. Cody Johnson, of course, has been a starter all the time, was a starter last year. And then Jason Wiseman, I think the move to put him at center has really solidified our offensive line. He does a great job. He's a little more mobile in there than what we're used to at center, and he can get out on the second level. And then Dane Wardenberg's played well all year. So, those guys stepped up and really played well. John Petroff came in the game late when Rod got hurt, and Brett Grosinger played a little bit, probably play a little more this week. So it's good to have a little depth there too.
Another key offensively, it seemed to be too, just the number of third down conversions you were able to make, and sometimes third and long, and you're able to make the play, and that keeps some key drives going.
I think I'm not positive. You're the stat guy, but somebody said we were 8 out of 10 at halftime, and the two that we didn't convert, we converted on fourth down. And that's kind of a bogus stat because both of those were situations where before we ever got to third down, I'd told Coach Dorrell, I said, we're going to go for it on fourth down. And so then it changes your play call, because if it's third and four, if you can get 3 yards on, you don't have to go, or third and six if you can get three and make it a manageable fourth down. We did a great job on third down Saturday.
And again, you talked about Jordan Simmons. It seemed like some of those third down plays, he was able to make a move or something to pick up that extra yard or two that picked up some of those first downs.
Yeah, we got some good matches at times with him. We had them when we would motion him out of the backfield. to the single receiver side, then they had to make a decision. You know, were they going to bump the corner out and leave, and then move the safety over to the single receiver, or were they going to, you know, or were they going to bump the safety out and have him go out, or a linebacker, and cover Jordan? And all we had to do was read it. You know, and then Shaw's first touchdown, the corner bumped out with Jordan, and you got a safety outside linebacker covering Shaw, and he, you know, he's going to beat him every time. So we did some good things that way.
And as far as looking at this game as a whole, is this the most complete game you think Northwest may have played all season?
I think it is, John. I really do. I think, you know, from an effort and everybody feeling good about what they did, you know, you couldn't ask for much more than that. You know, now the challenge for us is to build on that and to play that way or better this next week.
And a heck of a crowd at Bearcat Stadium for what will be the final regular season or final game of the season at home for Northwest.
It was an awesome crowd. You know, I think it was over 8,000, and you know, credit to Central Missouri. I would guess they had between 1,500 and 2,000 people there. They really brought a great crowd, and our students came out. It was one of the best atmospheres I think we've ever had there as far as crowd noise and the crowd being into the game, the whole ball game. You know, our crowd never did let up until, you know, with about when we finally scored to go ahead 37-20. I think probably some of them backed off a little bit then, but, boy, we were getting great help from the crowd.
Yeah, the thing that strikes me watching this crowd is that they know when they need to make the noise and know when to back off just a little bit.
Our crowds have been getting better. They're learning, and you know, and our kids do a good job on the sideline, and our, you know, some of our fans are really our cheerleaders. Everybody's kind of got it figured out, and so I think that's a huge thing for us.
Now, if you head up to Duluth, Minnesota, we had a cold day this past Saturday, so maybe that's just kind of good prep time to prepare for what you got coming up this week up in Minnesota with Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals.
We might have thought that that was a desert day when it's all said and done, but yeah, at this point, when you get in the semifinals, even, you know, wherever you're at in the playoffs, you just go play. And we know it's going to be cold, but it's going to be cold for both teams, and I feel like we handle the cold pretty well. But we're excited about going up there. They have a nice facility. I think, you know, they're a very good football team, really well coached. Bob Nielsen, I think, is one of the best coaches around, and he and his staff just do a great job of having their kids prepared to play. And so it's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about that. But we're excited about having that opportunity.
It's one of the biggest strengths for Minnesota Duluth, just that they're so fundamentally sound.
They really are. They just don't make mistakes. They're well coached. Their offense and defensive lines always really play well. I know in the championship game 2 years ago, you know, we got a little bit of a lesson from them. Sometimes when you watch them on film, especially kids watching them on film, I don't think we had a lot of respect for them going into the game. And we talked about that last night at our team meeting. You know, I said we didn't think they were that good, but when I started the fourth quarter, we were down 21-0, and you know, we can't let that happen again. So they're fundamentally sound, just like you said. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and they play hard.
And I imagine there's still a few guys on the team that kind of remember that matchup.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, a number of our seniors played significant roles in that ball game. Al Foster, Redding, Ryan Jones. You can go on down the line. A lot of our offensive linemen were playing as sophomores that year, and so Bowles played some. You know, he was our backup, but he played fairly significant role in that game, and so a lot of them had experienced that, and I think that'll help us.
What were some of the keys when you go up against a team that really doesn't beat themselves too much?
Well, I think you have to kind of play that same kind of football. You know, we can't go up there and turn the ball over a number of times. We've got to be solid in the kicking game. I think one of the keys for us, obviously, is going to be how well we can stop their run. We've got to get them to punt the ball some. We got to get some three and outs. We can't let them just run the clock. Saturday they ran the ball 61 times for almost 300 yards against a really good Augustana team. So that's going to be the real challenge for us.
What about the injury situation as you go into this one now?
Well, John, as far as the injuries, Josh Baker is going to be questionable. There's no doubt about that. But he has I'm optimistic. He's made good progress. I think that Rod Williams will be, hopefully he'll be all right. Other than that, you know, I think we came out of it pretty good. And so Just a matter of getting through the week and being ready to go on Saturday.
And one thing about it, as you touched a little bit about this too, with the going on the road, you've had a team that through the years traditionally plays very well on the road. They're coming off a long trip down south to Kingsville in a hostile environment. Now you headed back north, and it seems like this is a team that kind of embraces the road games to a certain degree as well.
Well, they do. They embrace that, and this team really responds to being an underdog. And gosh, we're the underdog. You know, they're the number one team in the country. They're undefeated. We're going to their place. If we can't get ready for this, and then we don't deserve to be in the championship game.
I feel like this team has as much heart as any team as you ever had here.
Well, they've shown it the last few weeks. I really questioned that earlier in the year. You know, I mean, we had a hard time coming together, but the last 10 quarters of football have been as good as we played. I mean, they've just given us a great effort. Guys are, you know, are just picking up the slack for somebody that's hurt or out or whatever, and that's what makes a championship football team.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you up in Minnesota and hopefully come away with another victory up there.
Thanks, John.
All right, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Mel Churchman. Our interview with Coach Churchman recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee and also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchman, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.